שלום, אנחנו ממשיכים לחלק הבא של השיעור. רב, יש לנו שתי אופציות לחלק הבא של השיעור, או מאמרו של...
We have two options. We have either the article from Rabash, which is, or the agenda of the assembly, or excerpts on work about the...
Let's talk about the connection of the world.
So we're going to go to excerpt number 7 in selected excerpts on connecting the world in the last generation. You can send questions as always, and pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson. Excerpt number 17 is from Rabbi Nachman from Breslov. Every person should say, the whole world was created only for me. It follows that if the whole world has been created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times, satisfy the needs of the world, and pray for them. Again, excerpt number 17, every person should say the whole world was created only for me. It follows that if the whole world has been created for me, I have to look and delve into the correction of the world at all times, satisfy the needs of the world, and pray for them.
Yes, if there are questions, go ahead, please. What can I add to this? What does it mean every person must say? That everyone must clarify that he's in the system of all the souls, and this whole system works for him, and he has to work for it, and they are in this mutual obligation. Therefore, he has to be involved in each and every correction in the world, because in the end of the day, the world is his soul. So it seems to us that we are caring for someone else. It's because of our egoistic desire that separates us, confuses us, that we seemingly take care of others. We're not taking care of others. We're caring for ourselves. And in fact, if a soul is felt as more distant than me, to me, it means that our ego, the ego between us is big. And if I'll correct that ego, then our connection will be closer than with other egos, and with other souls. And so, what I see as the egoistic connection corresponds to what I create as the correct altruistic connection. So, altogether, this sphere, this circle that we obtain, the farther it is, then the more I need to attract it to me, and the closer it is, the less I need to put efforts into it, because my ego scatters everything outside of me, away from me, and I have to make more efforts to bring that closer to me. That is very, very confusing to us. It's a confusion that we have through the egoistic vision. We always try to care about who's closer and who's closer to us, and instinctively we draw closer to those who are closer. But this is... The true state is that the farther ones that will come will bring us greater wisdom, greater ability to make corrections. And sure, corrections begin with the closer ones, but the true attainment of the Creator comes from bringing the farther ones closer. Yes, on.
Is there a practical expression to this? Because you said in the end of your words that corrections is from the close ones.
Yeah, it's like we come to the 10 with to the teacher, to the study. All these things are a preparation, but afterwards when we connect to the 10, we have to go out and engage in the public, the as it is said. Yeah, as it says, watch out, the Torah will come from the children of the poor. Because specifically when you bring the farther ones closer, you reveal the light of Chokhmah. Because you work with the egoistic desire that you need to correct, and thereby advance the whole system to become circular. Eilat. We don't hear. We can't hear.
You said the further a person, the connection will be that way, then the connection will be big, a big correction. Now, if I go to that person and I try to do a connection with him, but he says, I don't want. How many times do I have to try?
I'm not getting into all these things. What I'm saying is you first of all, you have to relate to those closer to you, your friends, in order to accumulate strength so that you can turn to the Creator. After you connect to your 10, after you connect to the world Kli of Bnei Baruch, you have enough strength to then turn to the whole of humanity, and then you turn to them. But know that when you turn to the whole of humanity, there you'll find those vessels that are far away, and by correcting them, you will achieve the great lights. That's it. That's the whole point. There's nothing else. Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv 2.
If I feel distance and rejection in the 10 from a friend, a sharp rejection, does that mean that upon that distance you're talking about?
I'm talking about distance in the sense that there are people far from the wisdom, far from corrections. They don't really have a desire for it, but if you awaken them and bring them closer to correction, to include them, by that you bring vessels for the revelation of Chokhmah. New York 4.
On the one hand, we see humanity is running towards a cliff, running towards war, running towards ruin. On the other hand, we're sitting together with the books, with a big force, making a big internal effort. What's happening between these two states?
Between those states is us, and we have to tie them together. There's no choice. There's a part of humanity called Bnei Baruch. They have received some proximity to the correction, to know what's happening and why, on the one hand. On the other hand, they themselves come from those people, those free population of the world. And the Creator wants to bring everyone closer, without any exception, especially in the last generation. And therefore, we have to take care of that. And when you think that we're small, and we don't know, and we don't understand, and wait. I'm not saying you should wait. I'm saying there will come a time. We still have to disseminate everything we know about the reason for the coronavirus, the reason for all the troubles that we're going through. And from day to day, day after day, we have to see what new opportunities open up. What new opportunities open up. Without relating it to the wisdom of Kabbalah, with relating it, it doesn't matter. As long as people accept it, we have to see that we don't repel people, that we make them as close to this as possible, not to about coming from Judaism or something Jewish or anything like that or Kabbalah, but from the integral nature, that the nature demands us to connect. And how do we do that? What Baal HaSulam writes in The Last Generation is not about the wisdom of Kabbalah. He writes about a new social state. That's what we need to do. Try. Try, because that is what our better future depends on. We have to do this. The Creator gave us a desire and a little bit of knowledge. We have to use it. The more we use it correctly for the broad public that we in the last generation already must approach, then we will gain additional wisdom and power. Belarus.
The way I heard it from this excerpt, we don't care for others, meaning to the world, but we need to care for ourselves. How can we explain this in a light way to people now during this period of the virus?
The world, it says, was only created for me. That's what it says. The world was only created for me. What does it mean? I have to say that the world is created for me. Either as an egoist, I'm going to take advantage of the whole world. This is what each and everyone in the world wants to do. Or I say the whole world was built for me, and it was created for me in order to correct it, in order to take it to a corrected state. And probably I am capable of doing that. If it is said that the whole world is created for me, as if the whole world turns to me, or the Creator turns to me and says, you have to correct them. And indeed, in truth, each and every one of us, from his own point in the heart, from his unique place in the collective soul, from that unique part, I have to correct the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon, the whole soul. And you, from your unique part, and the other one, etc. But each and every one has to be responsible for the correction of the world from on your end, on your part, as much as you're capable. All right. We have, okay, Florida again.
Yes, Rav, thank you. How do I really increase my intensity to care for the public? So I want to disseminate.
What do you want to disseminate? Where do you want to disseminate? Are you writing? Are you speaking? You have to be to prepare yourself first. What system? Which of our systems are you connected to in order to be well prepared for dissemination? Maybe you're writing material for others to disseminate. Maybe you speak through the radio or something of that sort. You have to look into all these things. We have all the means to do that. So go ahead, connect with the right people, contact the right people, and see how you can best utilize yourself. But I'll just tell you one thing, and I'm telling this to everyone. to everyone. If you don't make sure, you don't take care of correcting the entire world, you will not move towards equivalence of form with the Creator, towards the final correction. You're not going to get anything on the way if you won't be engaged in dissemination, because we are facing the final correction, stages towards the final correction, creating the integrated world and filling it with the knowledge of the Creator. That is our obligation. You want to take part? Go ahead. If you don't, then it's a waste of time sitting here with us.
Can I ask, so the more I be integrated with them, the more sensitive I will become?
You'll become more sensitive and gradually correct yourself this way, because there is no other correction. Every one of us is a cell, an individual lone cell in the system of Adam HaRishon. If you don't connect with them, if you don't transmit to them your information, your energy, everything that you're capable of, then you're not active. You're a dead spot. So try, you're capable of that. You're a good student, you're a dedicated student, you're capable. United VG2.
No, Misha.
Раф, как узнать? Как узнать? Раф, слышно?
Да, ну давай.
Как узнать, что моя десятка готова начать соединяться? Как узнать, что моя десятка готова начать соединяться с другой?
How can we know that my 10 is ready to start connecting with another 10, at least in the first stage?
There's no need to connect between one 10 and another 10 in order to begin disseminating. That's not the problem. The problem is that you need to awaken your 10 and possibly other 10s. But the main thing is to come out of the 10s to the broader audience, because we are now facing a global blow. It's global. And that's why we have to go out to the broad public as much as possible and explain to everyone why we're suffering blows, why this one virus comes to us and then another one will come. And you know how many are on the way? You know how many blows are in store? No one shows that to you, because then you'll just say, oh boy, I don't want to see anything, I'm just better off dead. In order to let you advance correctly, you can only see a little bit of it. It's just like a child is not told, you're going to study 10 years at school. If the child would be able to digest it, to study 10 years at school, he'd go crazy. You know, he goes for one day, then comes back, then another day, then another day. He doesn't understand that he has to do it again and again and again, and then his whole life. And after school, there's more responsibilities and more obligations in life and all that, but it's all hidden from him. And that is why we must go out of our small circle as much as we can to broader circles and spread the material. Some percentage of your free time has to be dedicated to spreading the material. You can't write yourself, write on your own. Other people are writing, take their material, spread it everywhere online. You can do something else, do something else. I don't know. You need to become experts in that. Focus group.
Shalom Rav, shalom, my internet. Hello, Rav. Questions from the internet. Nir Krevner is asking, to fill the desires of the world, it's the desires that I see as foods, as sex, money, power. Do we need to translate these desires to what the Creator can fulfill? This is a lie, what you just said. The desire of the world today is how to be saved from the coronavirus. That's what you need to talk about. Because they are now facing, and they will face, life-threatening dangers. You're going to see what happens in the second wave and the third blow. It's all in order to show people that they have to change, that it's not going to help them to try to evade this virus or that virus. It's not going to help to try to vaccinate or have some medicine or something. It's not going to help. No, they have to neutralize the root of this blow. And the root of it is our ego only, our lack of connection between us. Because through the correct connection, when everyone's connected, no virus, no disease can suddenly erupt. Alright, okay, let's have Czechoslovakia.
Good morning, Graf. Many times you give us clear statement. Explain people wisdom of connection, new state of connection for the world. But the question is, if we are using this method and don't speak about Kabbalah, is the question, and please give us advice, how we should introduce ourselves? Yes, because everyone asks us, who are you that you are know it? Yes, and if we can't say that we are Kabbalist and we are speaking about wisdom of connection, the question is, who you are that you are all these things? Because, you know, at this time, everyone in the world has his egoist, how he see it, how it working, how we introduce ourselves without Kabbalah.
I don't know. It depends. If you're talking about the Czech Republic, I don't know what is valued there. I think it could be some circle of people who study nature and history, geography, economy, sociology. It doesn't matter. You could be, you can integrate everything. Oren, how does it happen? How do we do this? There's all kinds of names.
I think it's best to scrutinize with the management in Europe itself, because in every continent, in every country, there's their own.
Yeah, the same question exists everywhere, but certainly not on behalf of Kabbalah and Israel and all that. All those things are not well received, that's true, and sure, why will it be received well?
And it's a general problem. People ask who you are, that you are known.
Yeah, sure. So turn to our management and they'll help you find it. Find what to do. Oh, where are we?
I read 17. Excerpt number 18.
Okay, let's see 18.
From Barasulam, one commandment. I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself apart for the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance During the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
Again,
I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain Lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart from the necessary works, merely to provide for one's sustenance. In the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
Yeah. Therefore, the sooner we spread our method, how the world can be saved from the blows that are now coming in the time of the final correction, the last generation, this will be a true salvation for humanity. Otherwise, humanity is now going to be under serial blows that will not let us raise our head. You'll see how they're going to try to rebuild the economy and trade and commerce and politics, and nothing will rise again like it was before. None of it. You'll see things will become more confused, disorganized. Will take a lot of power and efforts to do, and will be very hard for people to carry on. We have to show them a completely different direction for the existence of the world. To begin with, don't try to start all these businesses again in all kinds of directions. All of that, this trade and commerce and industry and these big things, it's not going to help. Do what you have to do in order to provide for everyone a sustenance. Not to try to go higher to some big achievements and businesses, but rather horizontally try to cover everyone's needs and still benefit from everyone. We have to turn to people's egos still. Each and everyone has to understand that this is the level at which we have to work, and afterwards, later on, we'll understand that all the things that are to the detriment of nature, the ecology, humanity, and everyone, we cannot benefit from that because it only brings us blows in return. I hope we understand this. And okay, you still have questions? All right, PT number six. PT six.
Since the return to routine, you see a phenomenon where people stand in line to buy products that they don't need. Looks like after 2 months in isolation, they're coming back to a worse state. How can you explain this phenomenon?
They're probably still lack the feeling of going back to the routine. That if I'm gonna buy some special ring or something that I don't really need, it gives me a feeling that I get back to normal life. That I'm here, I'm alive. And I think that's what's pushing them to behave this way. PT 29.
It's written, I say that the first and only mitzvah. Why is it written in such a way?
That you don't have besides that anything. This is the only thing and the special thing that you have to be. And he commands you to do it. Asia.
Good morning. I'm relating to what Bala Sulam wrote here in the matter of how to help people. He will serve, work for the sake of the public, to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit. What do you mean by salvation? Many people help people, or at least try to help people physically and on the physical realm. It shows us if we're working with them with money, with homes. What does Rav think about that?
If you help the world with money and housing and food and whatever you want, you're not helping them. Because ultimately, the plan of creation is to bring them to adhesion between themselves and the Creator, that everyone will connect to others and with the Creator. So, whatever good things you'll provide to them, if they won't be doing this work, then the purpose of creation will ruin their lives and they won't feel anything good about it. That's why we have to explain to them the plan of creation, the process we have to go through, the means we have to be using, and then everything will be a blessing, and then you'll see how the soil will bring its crops. Everything will be okay on the condition that we carry out the correct connection between us. PT
19. What's he talking about?
Who is he talking about?
Who's he aiming these words that he writes here?
Each and every person in the world besides you.
He writes to supply all the needs of all the people in the world. Like Dudi said before, what do I need to supply to the world? What's missing? I can't do anything for them. What are you talking about? Corona? Corona's passed. There's no corona.
Oh, that's what you think.
No, I see.
This is what you folks in the union think. Okay, we'll see.
We're there to see.
Just see. You're waiting to, you know, to see that everything passed. We can go back to the routine, yeah? Just to go back to doing meetings all day, yeah?
The whole thing, like Bala Sulam says, you have to take care of your necessity. Now, I don't see that that happens in the world. The necessity, even us, Bnei Baruch, well, you're taking care of only your necessity. Doesn't a person aspire to buy a house and to earn for his family? And
Wait a minute. To buy a home, to buy a house, or provide for your family is necessities. That's necessities. What do you think necessities are? That I sit in the corner of the street and get charity and settle for that? No. I'm forbidden to do that. That's not necessities. Necessities means that a person is married with his children, with his house, with his work, and he makes a living respectfully. That's necessities. How do you look at people? You guys from the union, that necessities means that you have no home and no job. What?
No, we're in a different period of time than it was 80, 90 years ago. Do you understand? That's what I'm asking.
I don't understand. I understand that today as well, most of the world doesn't have this necessity of a secured job and economic safety to provide for their families and the house, and most of the world doesn't have this opportunity yet.
What am I trying to tell you? There's over 1,200,000 unemployed in the whole world. There's so many unemployed. What kind of thing? I don't understand. Bala Sulam, he says, even necessity we don't have. We don't even have necessity.
So you agree? Very well. So you agree. Very good. Moscow 1.
Rav, what you're saying, that all of this won't end fast. Very rich people also say this, on Sunday there's a gathering of business people. Warren Buffett said that he is completely retiring from all his investment in the aeronautics and that the crisis will continue for a few more years now. My question, wise people, billionaires, managers of the world economy, do they not understand that they have to change the nature of man? Because they don't understand this, because there's not enough blows, or it's not enough of our explanation.
This is related to the heart. In the fact that someone knows how to make money doesn't mean that he knows how to understand the method for the correction of the world. I spoke to several people of that sort. They don't understand it. Or they understand it a little bit, but not sufficiently in order to start changing. They may even see that you're right, but it's not sufficient to change their lives. They answer simply, but in the meantime, I have my life, I live. Thank God. After me, there can be a flood. And he's right. I can't say anything. That's what they feel in their ego. With many people of that kind I met before. And worse, what's worse, they are willing to give their money to all kinds of programs that are worthless. And they know it themselves, but they're just used to giving some money to these things. But to our program, to spread this knowledge in the world, to bring everyone closer to this, they can't. They can't. Their ego still stands in the way, even in regards to that. Give them, you know, what, 10 million, 10 billion, whatever. And not to me, to your own, whatever, internet network that you can control, or Facebook, or Google-related things, whatever. Just, you know, your own network where we can advertise this knowledge to the world to make everyone aware of that. No. And on the other hand, tens of millions of dollars they can throw into things that have no future. This is still the corruption that exists in human nature, and we have to accept it as something that is programmed from above. The Creator shapes their desire this way. It's unfortunate to see, but that's so. Otherwise, we would already be able to really influence and do things in the world. The Creator doesn't let yet. On the other hand, He does give us an opportunity to keep working and to keep pushing these things. And only we were given that opportunity, so let's do it. Look what Baal HaSulam and Rabash are saying. Look what we are discovering every day now. So let's try today as well to be successful in dissemination for the sake of connection between us and with the Creator. Amen.
Let's move to info. Are you guys ready? Hello, friends. What a privilege to be here before you. We're very excited. This week is filled with activity in the Latin Kli. At this moment, we just finished the broadcast of the Zohar community. Friends are leading a big community there. And like Rav said, people that are caring to correct the whole world, to make the world and explain how integral this world is. There's a team of such devoted friends that are working morning and night to make live broadcasts, to include within them circles and the public, and to show the world how integral we are. And this is simply a huge impression to see these people that are so devoted. It's true necessity. Each cares for his necessity, and all the rest of his time is dedicated to the team and the concern for the world. So I invite all the friends. And in addition, we are starting on Sunday a new round of our education center in Spanish Century Studios. Materials were sent to all our Spanish-speaking friends. We're asking that everyone invites everyone you know to these courses, and we want to let as many people as possible to know about the foundations of our amazing wisdom. So lots happening in the Latin Kli. We're very happy. It's all happening by the friends in the many hours of soul devotion of the work on the networks, and really a huge l'chaim to those friends. Yonatan. Hello everyone, we're going to be moving to a meal soon. And for this meal, the meal team and the tents that prepared the content prepared a special exercise for the meal. In this meal, we're going to do in random tens. Random tens. So how are we going to do this so that we won't have a mess? Every ten immediately after the song, we're going to divide it such a way where half the friends will leave the galaxy room and go to other rooms according to languages randomly. And the other half of the friends in the ten will remain in the same galaxy room and prepare to host friends from other tens that will join them for the meal. So again, immediately after the song, half the friends in each ten are going to split out randomly completely according to languages, and the other half remain in the room and prepare to host the friends that will join. We'll go over the schedule. Please note that there are a few important points, so please be attentive and stay connected. Today, as we heard, we're continuing immediately after listening to a meal. Then we have live broadcasts of programs with Rav Lightman at 10:45, Oren Levy with the Rav. Then at 12, we have Chaim Ratz with the Rav. At 1, we will have a lesson with Rav until 3. From 3 to 3:30, a virtual meal. And this evening, from 8 to 9, the gathering of friends hosted by the European groups. Now tomorrow, please note, tomorrow morning, same thing, from 4:15, preparation, 4 to 7, lesson, 7 to 7:30, meal. Now, in the afternoon, we have something that everyone needs to pay attention to, so that we will all be connected together. From 2:30, we're starting the preparation for the men. From 3:15 until 4, there will be a men's lesson. Now at 4, everyone connects, men and women. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow, it's very important that all the men and the women from the whole world will be connected. Why? It's going to manage a discussion with Rav about scrutinizing the next stages in the thing. We have the virtual versus physical groups. It touches everyone, and we were mentioning that specifically it touches women as well. So please, everyone, make sure that all the women and men are connected at 4 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow to the lesson. Saturday afternoon, you can already now send questions to this discussion on the topic of the foresight of what's going to be in the organization in the future. Send it to the World Board Kli Gmail, and the continuation of our schedule for Saturdays as usual from 5, then we will have 4 to 5, we'll have the preparation for the women, 5 to 6 a women lesson, at 6 a meal, and at 7:30 the women world gathering. So that's it. Like we said, once again we'll emphasize, tomorrow at 4 we're all connecting immediately after the meal and song.
And come one more, 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 ye binya anje. And come one more, and come one more, and come one more, ye binya anje. And come on more, and come on more, and come on more, ye binya anije. And come on more, and come on more, and come on more, ye binya anije. Nous chantons tous du plus profond du cœur. Écoute notre prière qui n'a pas besoin de mots. Nous chantons tous du plus profond du cœur. Écoute notre prière qui n'a pas besoin de mots. Et comme au mot, et comme au mot, et comme au mot, et bien à l'idée. Et comme au mot, et comme au mot, et comme au mot, et bien à l'idée. En chantant tous, rayonne la.
clair. On chante tous, rayonne la lumière. Regarde la lune, c'est le soleil qui l'éclaire. Et comme au monde, et comme au monde, et comme au monde, y'a bien y'a un idée. Et comme au monde, et comme au monde, et comme au monde, y'a bien y'a un idée.
Come on, more.